Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Save $200 on this powerful vac that doesn't have a cord and is bag-free. To save an additional $20 with free shipping, put in code word HOWIECLEAN at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Tony Fauci, and I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And I'm here to talk to you today about the Delta variant that causes COVID-19.
We're going to die. It's every man for himself.
This is Guy Dad of his league, honestly.
My message is I stopped listening to him a long time ago.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Police Chief Murray of the Baltimore, Police Chief Mary, Police Chief Murphy, Paul of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I just can't seem to get the hang of this game.
You're doing fine, you're doing fine.
I'm a whiz at casino and goldfish.
Don't leave, you're getting hot, Murray.
I gotta go. I gotta find my badge.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hits just keep on coming. That used to be what they'd say at the top and the bottom of every hour on this Boston radio station that I'm on back in the day when I was a teenager. But it applies today with Joe Biden and the sound cuts. The hits just keep on coming, and it's really amazing. And I've had a busy morning. I don't know about you, but last night I listened to those sound cuts as they came across from Joe Biden last night about the gun violence and how we're going to stem the epidemic of gun violence in the Democrat cities by having some more government studies on gun violence. That certainly seems the way to go. I think that puts it all in perspective. And I went home and I listened again to those sound cuts. And this morning I went out and I heard him talking about how if you want to overthrow the government, you know, you need to have F-15s and nuclear weapons. And I don't know about you, but this morning I went out and I can't wait for Christmas. I went out and I bought all of my daughter's Abrams tanks. And, you know, maybe after the next, the next COVID relief stimulus check, I'll buy them an F-15 too. Each one of them an F-15. It's never too early to prepare.
Is it true you got Dukakis's tank?
No. I want an upgrade on a tank. That tank didn't work out for him. That tank is jinxed. And that tank is like a success is has a thousand fathers and failure is an orphan. I once asked Kevin Weeks' brother if he'd put him in the tank, and he spent 30 minutes at the federal courthouse explaining to me how he couldn't have possibly put Mike Dukakis in the tank back in the 1988 campaign. But that's a story for another day. 844-500-4242. This is, as I always say, they taught me in local TV news, you always lead with your best video. So you just got to start with the best audio you've got. And Taylor has just handed me a sheet here with 29 cuts from this afternoon.
And I'm pretty discriminating.
Yes, you are. And they, some of them have the whispering, there was a recurring theme today. He whispers. Whispers a lot, but you know there's so much here. Wait, I'm gonna let you pick Taylor the first couple that we're gonna play here.
Let's get the whispering right out of the way.
Well, first of all, I should explain that today they've come up with this quote unquote compromise. They're only going to spend $1.9 trillion.
First of all, the timeline.
And you said when people are waiting for relief.
Yes.
I got them $1.9 trillion of relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week for child care. A lot has been happened already.
A lot has been happened already. They're going to get new. I'm going to give me a new tattoo with my check. I'm going to give me the Punchy McLaughlin one of the mermaid smoking a cigarette. It's going to go right here on my left forearm. I'm going to get me a nice tattoo, maybe two tattoos. All right. Okay, let's have some more Whisperin' Joe.
Don't dismiss it at all. Just remind him, I wrote the bill on the environment. Why would I not be for it?
This is a new level here. Usually he whispers, and then he takes another question. He's two people. Like, this is like when he was in Europe, and he said, you know, there's nothing Joe and Jill and I like more than to talk to the troops. So now he's going back and forth. He's doing.
Well, he's Dr. Jekyll today. Last week he was Mr. Hyde, and he was yelling at people saying, what the hell do you do all day?
Okay, Joe, let's play Cut 27.
Remember you're asking me, and I'm not being critical, y'all. I really mean this. It was legitimate questions you're asking me. Asking me, well, you know, guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
What's happening? 844-500-4242. I'm just looking at the, okay, let's, there wouldn't be a Joe Biden press conference unless he mixed up some numbers, or in this case, states. It's like we're back to the campaign trail again. And as we all know, for some reason, he has a problem with New Hampshire. I know this Elizabeth Warren confuses New Hampshire and Vermont occasionally. He's been known to call it Keene, Vermont. But today he's got a new mix-up here. He's talking about the Willard Mitt Romney, Cut 17.
Mitt Romney's never broken his word to me. You know, the senator from Alaska and the senator from New Hampshire, they've never broken their word. I'm from Maine. They've never broken their word from their friends.
Who is he? Is he talking about Susan Collins? I guess it's talking about, it's got to be Susan Collins, right?
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
I know Mitt has been from Michigan, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, California, and now Utah, but I never knew him to be from Maine. That's one of the states he hasn't gotten. So it's got to be Susan Collins. All right. 844-500-4242. What are his dogs' names again?
Well, there's only one dog.
There was Champ, though, right?
Dead.
Champ's dead, but he has another dog named Major.
Mm-hmm.
Major. Okay. Major! Cut 10.
I'm moving forward on a majority basis when we are at deep odds with one another.
A major majority basis. Okay. All right. Now comes the lie, the traditional lie. He's not going to raise taxes on anybody that's making below $400,000 a year. Okay. Now they've already changed that around back and forth, but he says it again. And, you know, maybe there's a slight bit of conscience left in what little remains of his brain. So he stutters a little bit here as he talks about not raising taxes on anybody who's making less than $400,000. Cut 5.
We're going to do it all without raising a cent from earners below $400,000.
I love it when they say we're not going to raise a cent below $400,000. Anything above a cent is okay, but we're not going to do anything below a cent. What does this agreement mean to the world, Joe? Cut 7.
This agreement signals to the world that we can function, deliver, and do significant things.
It signals to the world. It signals to the world. Cut 8.
To finish the job on child care, education, the caring economy, clean energy tax cuts, clean energy and tax cuts for American families, and much more.
Three things for you here. clean energy tax cuts, clean energy, and number three, tax cuts, to go along with the clean energy tax cuts. Okay, 844-500-4242. Bipartisan. That's a big word, bipartisan. Cut 13.
I do know that among the roughly 20 bipartisan groups of senators and senators.
Oh. Groups of senators and senators. Good to hear it. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Don't worry about inflation, by the way. He's going along with Jerome Powell, the Fed Reserve Chairman. It's not going to be a problem. Cut 28.
And by the way, talk of inflation. The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great, you know.
This great, great, you know what? It's going to pop up and go down? Does this involve any M&Ms and Hunter Biden? I guess I got the wrong guy. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 508, this is the Biden who rested for 3 days after the summit. Yikes. We haven't even played any of the cuts from yesterday. I mean, that was crazy stuff, too. We've got all that. We've got all that to play again, too, in case we didn't get to that until very late in the show. But anyway, if you want to give us a call, we're going to take some calls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Tomorrow, Grace and I are going to be broadcasting our shows from the Eviva Trattoria restaurant in Wrentham, Massachusetts. It's conveniently located and south of the city, but close to Providence, close to Cape Cod, New Bedford. It's a good central location, and we're hoping to have a big turnout. Come by for free books autographed by me, have pictures taken with me and Grace and. We're going to have a good time. I'll be there till 6 o'clock, and then Taylor will take over, and Grace's entire show will be from there. Eviva Trattoria features modern Italian food served in a comfortable and casual atmosphere. Their chefs have taken beloved Italian and American classics like short rib risotto, one of my favorites, and they got Italian sandwiches, which I wanted today. The cannoli's great, all kinds of stuff, lobster risotto. That's my kind of stuff, veal parm. And they've added their culinary flair. Eviva Trattoria's staff is extremely passionate about utilizing only the freshest and highest quality of ingredients while providing the best service to their guests. And while supplies last, right now, this is our cheap bastard deal of the day. You can purchase a $50 gift card to Eviva Trattoria for just $25. They have locations in Malden, that's their newest one, Marlborough, Wrentham, and Westford, Massachusetts.
Yes, you hit them all.
Joining us now is the Chief Operating Officer for Eviva Trattoria, Marcy. Thank you for being with us, Marcy.
Hi, Howie. Thank you so much for having me.
What'd you bring in today for the VIPs? They got lucky here today. What do you got for them?
Oh, we have so much good stuff. So we have everybody's favorite, the chips and dip. I brought many Italiano sandwiches with some nice Eviva salad and Caesar salad to accompany. We have a Mediterranean falafel bowl out there, our balsamic barbecue grilled chicken ensalada. I have a chicken, hot honey barbecue chicken wrap.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All of it sounds great.
And actually cannolis, too.
And the cannolis.
For the sweet.
I love the cannolis. They're great.
Howie, I was able to go to the Eviva in Malden with the Melrose manager, and oh my gosh. I mean, the food is amazing. The cocktails are delicious. But also, I just want to say the service. You know, sometimes you go to a restaurant and you're kind of waiting there and you're like, is anyone going to come over? And then the food takes a long time. This was the exact opposite. It's like you get there, everyone's hands on deck. What can we get you? How can we help? This service is just phenomenal.
That's because we're a family, Grace. We hire people who have the hospitality gene and who want to be nice and friendly. So everybody comes and loves their job, and we have awesome, awesome people that work at Aviva.
And if you want to come in for lunch for Grace's show from noon to 3, she's going to be raffling off some of my copies of my books, my New York Times bestsellers, Hitman and Brothers Bulger. One per hour, right?
Yes. Grace? And I love when people come in a little early to see me because it helps the show go by super fast, and it's just a really fun time.
It's going to be so cool. So
and you got a big, it's a, we went down there for, my daughter, Carolyn took me out for Father's Day to rent them on Saturday night. And, it's a huge place and it's new and it's very, it's got huge, big ceilings.
Yeah,
it's just a nice place.
We're right off of, exit 36A in on 495. So if you're coming that way, it's the Gillette Stadium exit. We're right in Ledgeview Way. You can see us as soon as you get off the exit, a great big building, over 6,000 square feet. We have food for everyone, from pizzas to the most amazing pasta dishes to light hearty salads. We have so much stuff for everyone. So 15 Ledgeview Way in Wrentham tomorrow.
That's
Can't
great.
Can't wait.
Noon to 6. We'll be there, and we're looking very forward to it. And again, these Grace started selling the cards, the gift cards during her show, so they've gone very fast. So there are not that many left.
There's not that many left, but I encourage everyone to hop on because they're 50% off. You get a $50 gift card. You only pay $25. That's a really good deal.
It's going to be the best $25 you've ever spent, I
promise. Really, Marcy, it really is because the restaurant is very reasonably priced, too. Yeah. That's another thing I want to say. You can get a really delicious meal and a good portion for a low price.
Thank you, Grace. We're a scratch-made kitchen. We use everything locally sourced ingredients for everything that we can, and we still, you know, keep in mind the price point, and we have something for absolutely everybody.
I had chicken piccata on Saturday night, and I took a lot home because there was more than I could eat. And then I went to eat some on Monday night, and the mailroom manager had scarfed it all down.
That happens with our food.
I have a fact checker back here, and she's saying that story is true.
That's why.
Of course it's true.
That's why, Marcy, I must say, that's why I asked you to bring a couple of dishes tonight. So there'll be something for me to eat.
I brought all your favorites.
Yeah, honey. Thank you. I appreciate it. So this way, you know, whatever happens, there'll probably be something for me to eat.
There is. We already put yours in the fridge.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nothing personal, VIPs, but I've just, been deprived in the past.
I know the drill.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. So if you want to get the $50 gift certificates for $25 to Aviva Trattoria, and there the locations are in Malden, Marlboro, Wrentham, and Westford, Massachusetts.
And Maynard.
And Maynard, Massachusetts. There, it's a great place, and you can go there and get whatever you want, and we recommend that highly. And so go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. And you'll get the $50 gift card for just $25. Check out the other great deals that are at the store, the Cheap Bastard deals. We've got a lot of other stuff available, although not as much as yesterday. It's been moving fast.
And visit our website, avivatrattoria.com, and check out our menu.
That's great. Yeah, it is. It's a great menu. I'm going to try that. Maybe I'll try the veal parm tomorrow.
Ooh,
I was thinking
I almost went with
the veal parm, but I went with the chicken piccata. All right.
Thank you
very much, Marcy, and we appreciate you coming out. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. I use it for energy and my arthritis. For your first order, use code word Howie and save $10. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. And in honor of Sheldon Whitehouse's prominence in the news this week, we decided to make the poll question about St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. There, we could have put many people on this list, but we picked three. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is the most obnoxious St. Paul's School graduate in politics right now? Sheldon Whitehouse, John Forbes Kerry, or Robert Mueller?
I'm going to still vote for Kerry.
Yeah, 70% say John Forbes Kerry.
It's a lifetime achievement award is what it is.
Followed by Sheldon Whitehouse at 24%. Only 6% say Robert Mueller.
He's kind of out of the picture.
Yeah,
but I
wouldn't say he's very active.
Yeah, I was going to put Michael Kennedy in there too, the babysitter's friend, but he's been dead for like over 20 years. That way we put all their colleges too, you know, Yale for Whitehouse and for Kerry, Princeton for Mueller. If we put in the late Michael Kennedy, the babysitter's friend, and the babysitter's mother's friend, we could have put Harvard in there too. So that's about the way I figured it. We're going to talk more about we're looking for the reporter who ambushed Sheldon Whitehouse last weekend. Have we had any luck?
She said she doesn't foresee herself coming on today.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, I hope she reconsiders because I'd really like to talk to her.
Ambushed is code for did her actual job.
Yeah, she did.
Just a rarity nowadays. She asked an actual question. It was amazing.
Yeah. And he got confused despite his Ivy League credentials and his blue Brahmin blood. He got confused.
And Howie, did you notice his handler was a little late to the game? She wasn't on her toes like Biden's handler. She came in at the very end and was like, Senator, we have to go. We don't have time. But she was a little too late.
Senator, we have to get to a cross burning in Pawtucket. All right, Grace.
Are you ready for Grace's news?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Joe Biden to end foreclosure and eviction moratorium on July 31st. They're going to end the federal bans on evictions and foreclosures on July 31st as the COVID-19 pandemic fades. I wanted to know your take on this.
I didn't know it was fading. I thought it seemed like just yesterday that the fake Indian and Ayanna Pressley and Chuck Schumer were demanding that the moratorium on collecting student loan debt continue.
Yeah, that ends on September 30th, I believe.
Yes.
My sister's birthday. She keeps reminding me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, why is the moratorium still going on? These if you're not working, you're making more money than you've ever made before.
Yeah, but then you use it to buy something.
A lot of people who aren't working are making more money than they ever made working.
But Howie, remember the story you gave me on the student loan debt and the people said, well, because I haven't had to pay my student loan debt for the last, you know, however many months, I use that money to buy a car.
I was very upset about that. I thought because they actually stopped your direct payments.
Yeah, I know.
And you were not given the option to continue the direct payments. They just put a stop to it altogether. I thought the whole time I was paying my student loans, and I was pissed.
Me too,
when
Taylor.
When I looked at my account, because I thought I was ahead of the game.
Me too. I was literally so
damn
proud of myself.
For being a responsible adult.
When it was time to do my taxes, I was like, oh, they said, oh, do you have any student loans that you've paid off? And I was like, oh, yeah. I said, let me just log on to the website. I'll give you a nice little receipt action. And yep. They just totally paused it. And you know what the worst part is, Taylor? It would have actually been a great time to pay them because
sure.
It all would have
and
been actually taken off. It wouldn't have been going towards the interest.
It was all interest-free, right?
There was a story years ago about how the credit card companies, if you paid off your balance every month, you know what they called you? A deadbeat, because they weren't making any money off you. So you guys are, when it comes to student loans, you two guys are obviously deadbeats.
Yeah, so
you were trying to pay off your loans. How dare you?
They didn't even give us the option. Because I did the same thing as Taylor. I set up auto enroll like a year ago, and I thought I was so ahead of the game.
I never got an email telling me they stopped it.
No, they just stopped it. They just stopped it. Infuriating. But yeah, good news for landlords. You know, you can finally get the deadbeats out if they haven't been paying their rent.
But of course, they haven't had to be paying their property taxes, right? Or their utilities or anything like that. The landlords or their mortgages, right?
It says about 2.3 million homeowners and about 6.2 million renters, or 1 in 7 as of late March, aren't on top of payments, according to a recent Harvard University.
I'm sure they'll catch up, though. They'll be working a lot of OT in the holiday season.
That would drive me crazy. It's like that movie with Michael Keaton where he's a squatter in San Francisco. That's
dude! I've been buying the Primo bleep since... They froze my rent, man.
The more
What am I going to do now? I'm not going back to that domestic weed.
The more you do weed impressions, as I've been on the show, the more I'm convinced you've never smoked weed. Because it just doesn't add up. But I'm glad you brought that up because you gave me a great segue. Long Island officials want to want ban on cannabis cookies, clearly targeting kids. So there's these snacks that mimic popular brand names, including Trips Ahoy and Double Stuffed Stoney-O's.
These remind me of the old candy cigarettes.
I still love candy cigarettes. You could get those at the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
I think you still, we thought they were out of business,
but
you
could,
still get a candy cigarette online.
Yeah,
I don't think you can get it in, I don't think you can get them at a 7-Eleven, your average run-of-the-mill 7-Eleven anymore.
I think that's probably when my parents knew I was going to be like a theater kid, was when I would buy those and just walk around the house. Hey, Mom, what's going on? They're so fun. They made you feel like a real actress.
Yeah.
But they are just sugar at the end of the day.
Yeah. On the, sometimes Aunt Doris would turn her back, though, and I'd have a real Pall Mall.
Oh, my gosh. Howard at age 8. You can go from donut to a cigarette. Yeah, so they're trying to get rid of these. They say that they're being hawked to kids and should be banned by the state health department.
Oh, shut up. What is this? What is this, Charlie Parker?
Anytime we try to make something taste good and mask the disgusting taste of regular cannabis, they take it away from us.
I don't have a problem with this.
And by us, I mean them. I would never partake in anything like that.
Trips Ahoy or Double Stuffed Stoney-O. They're probably still not going to taste that good, though. Hate to break it to everybody. But do you think they should get rid of them or just keep them around?
No, they should. You know, if you're going to sell pot, what the hell do you think is going to happen? You know? I mean, it's
ridiculous. Well, then tell the Girl Scouts not to sell cookies outside of pot shops because they're targeting adults.
No, I hate when they tell them that because they're young entrepreneurs and they're using their minds and their logic and they're being punished for it. They should absolutely be able to sell them outside.
But when old legal business owners do it, they're criminals.
Yeah, I would rather them guilt the potheads into buying the cookies than guilt me when I'm just trying to go to the grocery store and they're standing out there going, do you want some mint, whatever, hey, thin mints?
Here, how about this? Talk to the manager of the store and get your cookies actually on the shelves. How about that?
It's 207 like says domestic weed is the best weed, Howie.
If you had the option, someone says, and again, this is all hypothetical, joint or Double Stuffed Stoney-O, what do you choose?
I'm going to say, you know, just from what I've read, that probably the Double Stuffed Stoney-O will not deliver the same bang for the buck as the
yeah, but you can't dunk it. You can't dunk a joint in milk.
Yeah, and you know what the other part is sometimes they'll say to you, not that I know any of this, but if they give you, like, let's say a cookie, they'll say, make sure you only have a little bit of the cookie. Give that to the wrong person. It's hard for some people to cut a cookie in half, you know?
You've read the stories about the people that left the brownies and stuff outside and the pets got into it. And the pets are, you know, just going crazy.
Yeah.
For days.
I've heard about that with people. People think, you know, they leave it out. Their aunt comes by, thinks it's, you know, just a chocolate chip cookie. Suddenly, mm-hmm. Auntie Susie's a little loopy. Yeah.
It happened to my dad on the job site.
On the job site?
Doing construction. Somebody gave him a cookie. He ate the whole thing. He didn't know. My uncle, his boss came in and said, give him a whole cookie. Oh, my God. He was
When is the shift ending? I've been working for 85 hours.
I'm having a blast, though.
He was on his back. And just, what's going on?
All right. Another thing I wanted to talk about is yesterday we told this story about how Andrew Cuomo really just, he blows me away when it comes to his lack of self-awareness. I mean, every single day he says something more outrageous, but he really hates Bill de Blasio. They hate each other. They have this like passionate feud.
Scorpions in a bottle.
Yes. And Bill de Blasio for a little while loved the fact that Andrew Cuomo was the most hated man in New York because that's usually something that he is all the time. So Andrew Cuomo came out and said, I'm glad we're going to have a new mayor. We really need a new mayor. I couldn't work with the past administration. Well, Bill de Blasio, his honor, has come out and responded to Cuomo's comments. This is Cut 20.
He said your administration was hyper-political and incompetent, making him look forward to your successor. Any response to that?
You know, I'm gonna borrow from something Commissioner Shea said some weeks ago after something else the governor said. My message is I stopped listening to him a long time ago.
short and sweet, but to the point. By the way, Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth, and the process of leasing it was awesome. Everyone there is great. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you.
By the way, Bill de Blasio, he's a guy that could tell you all about double stuffed Snorios, whatever they are.
Stonios. Snorios isn't bad, though. That actually kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, when he says no one listens to the governor, I mean, you know, calling the kettle black there.
Well,
do you think anyone's listening to Bill de Blasio?
You know what we call this? The youth call this?
Projection?
No, I listen to this podcast, and they always call this loser on loser crime. You know what I mean? It's like, ugh, isn't there a way they could both lose?
Right.
Turns out I think they both are losing, but...
All right. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you is take your Raycons with you. That's right, Grace, isn't it? Where do you take your Raycons?
I take my Raycons everywhere. I've really, Howie, before the show now, I listen to them when I'm in my office. I just like to listen to all different conservative podcasts to get ideas for the show. And it's just great because you don't have to bother anyone else. Everyone has such specific style of music they like. And you don't want to bother everyone with your radio stuff.
Right, exactly. Whatever you're doing, you know, if you're listening to rock music or a true crime podcast like Dirty Rats or anything, or you know, self-help podcasts, anything.
Meditation.
Right, or great talk radio. The pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears will make all the difference. And they don't look goofy. They're not any weird wires hanging out of your ears. You're not wearing those goofy earphones like I saw last weekend on the beach. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great, as I just said, and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go, whether it's to the beach or to the lakefront. We'll probably be listening to them I'll be listening to them in the car on tomorrow when I'm with the mailroom manager heading down to rent them for our remote. They have a quick, seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And another great aspect of Raycons is they have 24 hours of battery life. So you don't have to worry about them all weekend. You can take them wherever you go and not worry about recharging.
Yeah, the case they come in, it's also a charging case. It has a battery inside of it. So if you have that on the road with you and you don't have a cord with you, just put them back in the charging case and they'll recharge.
Yep. So take them to work, take them to workouts, take them to the beach, take them to the lakefront, take them to rent them tomorrow to see our shows. Listen up. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie.
And by the way, Howie, anyone who's going to join us tomorrow at Aviva Trattoria in Wrentham, it's highly recommended you call and make a reservation. It's just nice to do because then they'll know how many people to expect, and you'll have a guaranteed seat.
Speaking of the Stonios, 207 says, I give the poodle a little piece of cookie before he goes to the groomer. They say he's very compliant.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I don't know if that worked with Major, though.
Well, Dr. Matt's going to be on tomorrow night, so we can ask him.
I'm Howie Carr.
Vaccination.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Excitable? You bet I'm excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Joining us now on the line is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. He joins us this time every Thursday afternoon to talk about the economy and finances. Kevin, thanks for being with us. I read a scary headline in the Wall Street Journal this morning on the op-ed page. Biden pushes for wartime tax rates. Good
Lord.
Can you
imagine? Do you remember reading about the wartime tax rates? They were as high as 90% on the individual tax tax rate, if you can imagine.
Right, and in those days you had a lot of loopholes and write-offs. You wouldn't have that today, but they don't seem to care. They want to push through a version of the death tax, and it says in New York, for instance, if they got rid of the death tax the way they want to, you would have a total tax burden of 80.7% in some cases. 80%.
Well, by the way, this is why it's so important to focus on these midterm elections coming up in 18 months or so, 15 months from now. We can't let that happen. And fortunately today, they have a deal, right? The infrastructure bill passed, which is why the market hit another screaming all-time high today. But looking at this, the Republicans that took part in this agreement basically have pushed back and said that they're not going to raise the tax rates that they cut back in 2017. I don't know how they're going to do that, by the way. They passed this they still have to figure out how to pay for it, and I can't understand how they're going to pay for it without raising taxes. So that still may be changed, but that's a positive spin if there's a positive thing to look at today in the markets.
Yeah, I don't understand how the market keeps going up with all this crazy economic news. They beat back these terrible proposals like the election quote unquote reform bill, and they compromise and they don't spend quite as much. But this is not a good situation we're in. We can't. This is not sustainable, is it, Kevin?
I don't believe it is, but when I look at what's going on with the printing, another $1 trillion passed today in this infrastructure bill, Howie, the all these other bills that have been put out there, you got equities and you got real estate and you got inflation that they're creating hot mm-hmm. inflation. We all know everything's going up like crazy.
Another front page story in the Journal today. Home prices soar to record heights. Midpoint purchase costs rise 24% in a year. 24%, Kevin. What do people do? What are you offering people today, the listeners and the viewers, if they want some help trying to figure out what the hell's going on?
Well, one thing, if they want to take advantage of that consultation, we can actually look at the portfolio and look at how much risk and how to position. But also, I've got a giveaway today. It's called a 401k rollover guide. So it's some tips and tricks. If you got a 401k that's laying out there, let's say that you left job or something like that, you want to get that guide to kind of figure out what to do with that 401k, you can call us up, and we're going to give that away today to anybody that wants to take advantage.
What's the number?
Of that. And 800, the phone number is 800-989-9100, Howie, and they can find us. FrisbeeBenefits.com, spell IE, benefits with an S. And again, no obligation. Let's do the portfolio x-ray if you want to do that. We'll do a comparison of how much risk you got, but we're going to give away that 401k rollover guide with some good tips and tricks and reasons to think about doing that.
There's always uncertainty in the markets, but these are even more treacherous times than usual. Would you not agree?
I totally agree. We're in unprecedented time, and I know a lot of people have said that, but as a financial advisor, we're trying to guide as best we can and with the new rules. And we're trying to learn the game with the new rules that are being thrown out there every day at us. So,
number again, Kevin, one last time, the toll-free number.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Thank you. I'm Howie Carr.